أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم. In verse number 214 of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Ummah that whenever you go through a difficult period. Currently we notice the Ummah is suffering. Great, great sufferings have come upon the Ummah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these sufferings and these trials and these tests, one is upon the Ummah and one is as an individual or as a community as well. What is the whole objective and the purpose of these tests and trials? Allah addresses this situation head on. Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Do you think you will enter paradise cheaply? A paradise is something that is cheap. Do you think you will enter Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ. And the circumstances which faced those who came before you have not yet come upon you, that the sufferings that they suffered, the difficulties that they suffered, the hardships that they underwent in order to earn paradise, do you think you're going to enter paradise without facing those very same challenges and circumstances and difficulties? Allah explains, Allah says, مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَى. They were afflicted by ba'sa, by difficulties, وَالضَّرَّى, and great, great sufferings. وَالزُّلْزِلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were shaken down when they were in battle or when they had to face a great army and the challenges were great. Allah describes that in that situation, Allah says they were zulzilu. Where else does Allah use this word zulzilu? In Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When Allah speaks of the ultimate tremor and the ultimate earthquake that will shake the entire universe. So Allah is saying that is how they were shaken. Imagine, zulzilu. They were shaken down to such an extent. That is the difficulties they faced. Hatta yaqul ar-rasul. They were shaken down to such a point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that hatta yaqul ar-rasul, until the rasul who was amongst them, والذين آمنوا معه, and the believers who were with him during the difficult times, until they even cried out, mata nasrullah, when will the help of Allah come? To such an extent that they actually made this remark that now when will Allah's help come? Now of course, this is not an exclamation that was made due to their doubt in the help of Allah. They had no doubt in the help of Allah. They were convinced that the help of Allah is to come, but this is a cry of desperation that, Ya Allah, now bring your help. We cannot take it any further, the suffering and the difficulties. Allah responded to this cry of theirs, Allah says, behold, inna nasrallahi qareeb. Indeed, the help of Allah is near, the help of Allah is close, very close to the believers. Allah moves on to another topic. Yas'alunak, this expression passed already. They ask you, yas'alunak, they are asking you. The Sahaba came and they asked a fatwa from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What do they ask you? Mada yunfiqoon. What should they spend of their wealth? What should they spend? Mada yunfiqoon. Now, there's two parts to this question. One part is what wealth should they spend? They have different types of wealth. What wealth should they spend? And the other part of the question is the avenues where they should spend that wealth. What and where? So here Allah answers where they should spend it. What wealth exactly should you spend of the wealth that you own? That will be answered at a later stage. So Allah says, they ask you what they should spend. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad, مَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن خَيْرٍ. Whatever khayr you spend. SubhanAllah, many a times in the Quran, Allah refers to wealth as khayr. And what does khayr mean? Khayr means something that's good. So in essence, wealth, property, assets, in essence it is good. It is khayr. It is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah says, tell them that whatever khayr, whatever of their wealth they spend, beneficiary number one, recipient number one, فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ, they should spend on their parents. That's the first avenue. where you should spend on your parents. Number two, wal aqrabin, your close relatives. Number three, wal yatama, the orphan children. Number four, wal masakin, the general needy and the poor. And number five, wabni sabil, the traveler, the wayfarer, who is a traveler and who has no access to his wealth. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Again, this Allah repeats it time and time again in the Quran as a source of encouragement. Whatever khayr you do, whatever good you do, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is fully aware of it. May Allah grant us understanding.